lives. By aligning our perspective with God's perspective, we see more clearly what the cross of Jesus Christ accomplished for us. The scripture is blunt. All have turned aside. Together they have become useless. There is none who does good. There is not even one. Romans chapter 3, verse 12. See also Psalms chapter 14, verse 3, chapter 53, verses 2 through 3. There are no exceptions. We have all missed the mark. God measures each of us against his standard for righteousness, and in that case, none of us live up to it at all. Whether it's original sin, Romans chapter 5, verses 14 through 18, or inherited sin birthed in our sin nature, Galatians chapter 5, verse 17, Psalms chapter 51, verse 5, we all sin. Whether it's sophisticated sin that dresses up in a suit or dress with the appearance of external spirituality while harboring jealousy, envy, and judgment in the heart, or whether it's sloppy sin displayed for all to see, it's all sin to God. He doesn't care if you look the part or not, because God does not look at the outward appearance. God looks at the heart. In fact, Jesus had some of his harshest words for those sinners who look squeaky clean on the outside in his day, the Pharisees. He told them, "You blind Pharisees, first clean the inside of the cup and of the dish, so that the outside of it may become clean also." Matthew chapter 23, verse 26. It's true that not everyone sins at the same level or to the same degree. Yet how far will that get anyone if the standard is perfection? Let me illustrate it another way. If we were to all jump into the Pacific Ocean and try to swim to Hawaii, would it matter that some of us got far?